Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Angus. The much-anticipated job numbers for August coming out of the United States disappointed. Only 150,000 jobs were added compared to the 170,000 that economists expected. And this is coming after hints of two interest rate hikes by Stanley Fischer, who's the number two at the Fed. What is your view on the interest rate direction right now?
Well, the non-farm payrolls number has largely killed off any hope for a September rate hike, particularly when you take it in conjunction with the very concerning pullback you saw in ISM, in the ISM manufacturing PMI, which jumped back into contractionary sub-50 territory, coming in at 49.4 for August. But given that, it seems very unlikely that we'll see a rate hike in September. So the big question then for markets and with a view to U.S. interest rates is whether December can happen. And certainly within the Fed, there is very strong hope that they can get a rate hike by December. And I think much of the recent hawkish commentary from Fed speakers has more been directed towards December, less so at September, and more trying to get December fully priced in for the market. So by the time December rolls around, they hike rates, but it has a minimal impact on market because it was already priorly priced in.
So we know that the Fed has always promoted themselves as being data dependent, and all these pullbacks that you're talking about with jobs, with wages, and with the ISM, what does this say about the perception right now among Feds and among the economic thinkers in the U.S. that it's time now to reset rates and to start raising rates? Would it be something that's too soon to be done?
Yes, I mean, I think the fact of the matter is the U.S. economy is going okay, but it's not knocking the lights out, so to speak. And certainly that argues for the current rate settings being appropriate. Rather than hiking rates, I think the current policy settings are appropriate. The U.S. economy is doing fine, but it's not doing exceedingly well such that it would warrant or could, you know, inevitably handle a rate hike. So I think if things continue on this rate, a rate hike in December would be appropriate and would be fine for the U.S. economy. But, of course, it doesn't take that much data disappointments on the way to December to see that pushed out into 2017. And, of course, were we to see one more non-farm payrolls report of the dire levels that we saw in May, I think you could safely say that a December rate hike would be effectively killed off as well.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the very crowded trades right now that are in especially U.S. equities, apart from the other hunt for yield resulting in a lot of other asset classes being very crowded as well? For example, government bonds and emerging market sovereign debt and so on. Would you see some degree of capitulation as a result of these latest numbers?
Yes, I mean, it will be interesting to see how much of these trends do continue. I mean, it's difficult to say exactly. I mean, certainly with regards to emerging markets and emerging market debt, you know, based on the historical comparisons, they're still not, you know, terribly overvalued. But of course, when you look at U.S. equities, particularly the S&P 500, based on recent history, is looking very pricey at a valuation level. Of course, on the converse, actually the Russell 2000 and the NASDAQ on a historical level aren't crazily overvalued. It's much more an S&P 500 story that is a bigger concern. So it is a mixed picture there and a bit of a mixed bag. But of course, you know, some of these very highly valued segments of the market are very much at risk of, you know, quite a sharp reversal.
Fitch also came out with a report saying that fixed income reliant investors have taken a huge hit, losing about $500 billion a year on their income. From the viewpoint of fixed income investors and this whole phenomenon of hunting for yield, what should these investors do? I mean, should they replace their fixed income holdings with high yielding equity stocks?
Well, I mean, it's a very difficult proposition, isn't it? Because, I mean, a lot of these fixed income investors are sort of insurance groups or pension funds that have set income requirements to meet their targets to you know, pay back to respective holders of their assets. So, you know, it is difficult. And of course, if you move to equities, there's no guarantee that you know, the nominal price levels are not going to entirely wipe out the potential yield benefits you're getting there. So it is a difficult proposition, but nonetheless, you are increasingly seeing a lot of these more conservative asset managers moving further towards more speculative elements of the market because they are desperate for yield. And you know, something that's been one of the key drivers behind the rally in equities and the rally in emerging markets in particular, because there are so few segments of the market left that have that are not entirely overvalued, still have reasonable yield on offer, but aren't regarded as super, super risky. And I think, you know, the fact of the matter is, should you see a dramatic reversal in global yields, if you start to see yields pick up, there is a real risk that a lot of these trades that have been doing so well can reverse quite sharply.
Thanks so much. That was Angus Nicholson, market analyst at IG.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.